Today's contestants are a biotech researcher from San Diego, California, Carmela Chen. A veterinary neurologist from West Hills, California, Lisa Gerland. And our returning champion, a digital marketing executive from Westlake Village, California, Scott Shrum, whose one day cash winnings total $24,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Hi, folks. I think it's kind of encouraging for challengers to appear in a game against a champion following his big win. It shows them the potential for their own performance, or it could scare the daylights out of them as well. We'll find out today as we deal with Carmela, Lisa, and Scott. Good luck, players. Here we go. And now here are the categories for the three of you. Blockbusters, national parks, weapon types. Uh-oh. Four-letter synonyms. That sounds easy. U.S. hospitals. And finally, we deal with a seriously fluffy category. I have no idea what that's about. Scott.
Let's do four-letter synonyms for 600.
Before up, it's a synonym for cheer. By itself, for a benefit. And the four-letter word is perk. Perk up. Back to you, Scott.
Now let's try it again. Four-letter synonyms for 800.
This verb means to shed feathers. Carmela.
What is molt?
Good.
U.S. hospitals for 200.
Touro Infirmary and Tulane Medical Center are in this city. Despite what you might think, St. James Infirmary isn't. Lisa.
What is New Orleans?
That's it.
Blockbusters for 800.
The premise of this 2017 film, four teens are sucked into a magical video game where they meet Nick Jonas. Carmela.
What is Jumanji?
Yes, welcome to the jungle.
Blockbusters for 1,000.
Based on a novel by Boris Pasternak and clocking in at more than 3 hours, this 1965 film was a hit at the box office. Carmela.
What is Dr. Zhivago?
Right.
Blockbuster 600.
Subtitled Catching Fire. The second film in this series caught fire with moviegoers. Lisa.
What is The Hunger Games?
Yes.
Blockbusters for 400.
Beyonce voiced Nala in the 2019 version of this Disney film. Carmela.
What is The Lion King?
Correct.
Blockbusters 200.
This 1975 Sharktastic film is considered the first summer blockbuster. Scott.
What is Jaws?
Jaws, yeah.
Let's go back to synonyms for 1,000.
Manacle, rigid, and press are all synonyms for this four-letter word. Carmela.
What is iron?
Right.
Four-letter, 400.
Friar and brother are both synonymous with this religious title. Lisa.
What is monk?
Monk, good.
Four-letter synonyms for 200.
When preparing fish, its synonym is smoke. For healthcare, it's remedy or heal. And the four-letter word this time is cure. Mm-hmm. Lisa, back to you.
A seriously fluffy category for 800.
Members of this group, whose name stands for head, heart, hands, and health, help quaff fluffy cows like the one seen here. Scott.
What is 4-H?
4-H. Good-looking cow.
Fluffy for 600.
Nephoscopes measure the speed and direction of these fluffy things. Carmela.
What are clouds?
Yes.
U.S. hospitals, 400.
In 1986, this Minnesota clinic merged with Rochester Methodist and St. Mary's hospitals. Carmela.
What is Mayo Clinic?
That's right.
U.S. hospitals, 600.
In 1961, California's Mount Sinai merged with the hospital known as These of Lebanon. Carmela?
What are cedars?
That's it, and that takes you to 5,600. You're off to a great start. We'll find out if she can keep it going when we come back after these messages. Carmela Chan is a biotech researcher from San Diego, California. Am I correct in assuming that your interest in biotechnology was fired in high school?
Yeah, actually, my first job in high school was to take care of moth colonies and harvest their eggs, which looks just as disgusting as it seems.
How do you harvest a moth egg? What too?
So they actually lay eggs on just pieces of foil, and so you just reach into the cage and pull them out.
Oh,
luckily.
Okay. You don't have to deal with the moth itself.
Right, yes.
All righty. Lisa Gerlach is a veterinary neurologist from West Hills, whose husband proposed in a unique and, I would think, a dangerous manner.
Yeah, he used our cat to help propose. Knowing that I'm a cat lady, he knew it would be ensuring success. So he tied the ring to our kitty's neck, and the plan was he was supposed to walk into the room and surprise me, but he got distracted by some delicious canned food, so I heard the ring tinkling on the dish, and that's what alerted me.
So you got a delayed proposal because of that?
I did, but it made it more special.
All right. Scott Trum is our champion. He's a published author, and he got to go to space camp at a very young age, am I right?
I did, yeah. When I was 13 years old, I got to go to space camp in Huntsville, Alabama, and I got to be the commander of my mission.
Good for you. Exciting stuff. All right, Carmela's been on a roll here, so make a selection as we continue this first round.
Fluffy for 1,000.
This alliterative product sounds like a type of explosive, but actually just makes fluffy suds for you to enjoy in your tub. Scott.
What is a bath bomb?
That's right.
Hospitals for 800.
After his death in 1873, this Baltimore philanthropist left his fortune to establish a university and hospital. Carmela?
What is Vanderbilt?
Nope. Lisa?
Who is Johns Hopkins?
Yes.
U.S. hospitals for 1,000.
Fittingly, Tufts Medical Center in Boston uses this biblical parable as inspiration. And that would be the story of the Good Samaritan. Lisa?
Fluffy for 400.
As you can see, the Japanese type of this breakfast item is a bit fluffier than the Yank version. Scott?
What is a pancake?
Yeah, by a long shot.
Weapon types for 800.
Bolt action, AR, also called modern sporting. Scott?
What is an assault rifle?
Yes.
Weapon types for 1,000.
Cudgel, shillelagh. Lisa?
What is a club?
Club, that's it.
Weapon for 600.
Compound, recurve. Carmela?
What is a bow?
Yes.
National parks for 400.
For decades, firefall at this California national park was an annual pouring of bonfire remnants over Glacier Point. Lisa?
What is Yosemite?
That's it.
National parks for 600.
You'll see plenty of stalactites and stalagmites at this site, a national park in Kentucky. Lisa?
What is Cave of the Winds?
No. That would be Mammoth Cave. Back to you, though, Lisa.
National parks for 800.
Francis Marion could tell you this wet type of terrain was once in the name of what's now Congaree National Park. Lisa?
What is a swamp?
Swamp, yes.
National parks for 1,000.
Answer? Daily double, and hey, you're in second place at the moment.
I'll wager 1,500.
15, all right, here's the clue. This drainage line runs northwest-southeast through Rocky Mountain National Park.
Drainage line. What is the Continental Divide?
Is that a guess?
Yes.
Pretty good guess. That's right. And you add your total, you're just off the lead now. Go again.
National parks for 200.
The national park name for these great mountains is shared by North Carolina and Tennessee. Carmela.
What are the Great Smoky Mountains?
Right.
Fluffy for 200.
An ingredient in s'mores. It gets its name from a plant found in wet areas near the sea. Scott.
What is marshmallow?
Yes.
Weapon types for 400.
Cutlass. Falchion. Lisa.
What is a sword?
That's it. Now the last clue. Tomahawk. Hatchet. Carmela?
What is an axe?
Axe is right, and you have a $300 lead over Lisa. Scott, not that far behind at $3,400. He's in pretty good shape, and he goes first in Double Jeopardy, as we all know. Want to be on Jeopardy? Of course you do. Well, we're looking for contestants right now, and we've made it easy. So easy, you can do it without even leaving your couch. With the Jeopardy Anytime Test. It's ready whenever you are. And now you can audition for Jeopardy from your home. So go to Jeopardy.com and take the Anytime Test and try out online. It's easy. You might be the next great Jeopardy champion.
Sure, why not? As promised, Scott, our returning champion, will get to pick first in the Double Jeopardy round. And we have an interesting play on words in the first category. Soviet blockbusters. Followed by antiques. Translated geographic names. Alliterative authors will need the first and the last name, please, in each correct response. Followed by science television. And finally, be somethinged. B-E is going to begin each correct response, and each response will end with E-D. Scott, off you go.
Science TV for 1200.
How it's made shows the manufacture of items from pipe organs to masks for these men in the nets. Lisa.
For goalies.
Yes.
Science TV for 1600.
A follow-up to Carl Sagan's original show Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, explored the universe with this host. Lisa.
Who is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Correct.
Science TV for 2000.
Focusing on the oceans, the Blue Planet and Blue Planet 2 are both narrated by this Brit. Carmel.
Who is Attenborough?
David Attenborough. You got him.
Be something 1200.
Beleaguered is a synonym for this, whether by soldiers around your castle or by problems. Lisa.
What is besieged?
That's it.
Be something 1600.
It's the state of a sailing ship that can't move because there's no wind. Carmela?
What is becalmed?
That's correct.
Be something to 2000.
Lacking knowledge or unenlightened. Literally, it refers to a traveler who must stop because it gets dark. And that would be the word benighted without the K. Back to you, Carmela.
Be something to 800.
Engaged to be married. Scott.
What is betrothed?
Yes.
Science TV 800.
When it's a slow space news day, NASA TV may show a view of Earth from this, launched in 1998. Scott.
What is the International Space Station?
Yes.
Soviet blockbusters for 1200.
Tito, leader of this country that's no longer on the map, chafed against Stalin and pursued a policy of non-alignment. Lisa.
What is Yugoslavia?
That's the country.
Soviet blockbusters for 2000.
With a seasonal name, this brief period of Czech liberalization, inspired by Alexander Dubček, began in April of 1968. Lisa.
What is Prague Spring?
Yes.
Soviet for 1600.
With the goal of easing relations, German Chancellor Willy Brandt pursued this type of policy, from the French for relaxing. Scott.
What is détente?
Correct.
Soviet blockbusters 800.
In 1961, Rudolf Nureyev defected to the West as the Kirov Ballet played Paris. This dancer defected in Toronto 13 years later. Carmela?
Who is Baryshnikov?
Mikhail Baryshnikov. Good.
Alliterative authors 1200.
In September of 2018, this Singapore-born man had three books in the top five on the New York Times fiction bestseller list. Lisa.
Who is Kevin Kwan.
Yes.
Alliterative authors for 1600.
He's taken us on a walk in the woods and given us a short history of nearly everything. Carmela.
Who is Bill Bryson.
Right.
Alliterative authors 2000.
This verdant author's The Heart of the Matter was set in Sierra Leone, where he was once stationed in World War II. And the verdant author is Graham Greene. Carmela, back to you.
Alliterative 800.
Answer there. There you go.
7,000.
Here's the clue in alliterative authors. One of his most famous characters, Harry Holler, has the same initials as the author.
Who is Hermann Hesse?
You are right.
I'll take alliterative authors 400.
Not about zombies, the short story The Dead is found in this Irish author's collection, Dubliners. Lisa.
Who is James Joyce?
Correct.
Antiques for 2000.
Treasured Baliqueware pottery was manufactured starting in the 1850s at Fermanagh on this island. That would be Ireland. Back to you, Lisa.
Antiques for 1600.
Seen first from above is a piece of furniture with both convex and concave edges. An example of this snaky adjective. Carmela.
What is serpentine?
Yes.
Antiques, 1200.
René Lalique's early 20th century designs in jewelry and this medium, verre in French, are highly prized today. Lisa.
What is glass?
Right.
Antiques for 800.
From the Victorian era, the spoonback variety of this piece of furniture came in a comfy, slightly lower nursing version. Lisa.
What is a couch?
Couch? Nope. Carmilla?
What is a chair?
Chair, yeah.
Antiques, 400.
A cheminier was a tall, narrow chest, traditionally of this many drawers, containing linen for a whole week. Carmilla?
What is seven?
Seven is right, less than a minute now.
Geographic names, 1200.
French. Wooded. Idaho. Carmilla?
What is Des Moines?
No. Lisa?
What is Boise?
Yes.
Geographic names, 2000.
Spanish. Blood of Christ Mountains, Colorado and New Mexico. What are the Sangre de Cristo Mountains? Back to you, Lisa.
Geographic names for 16.
Answer there. Other Daily Double. And you're certainly within reach of the lead.
Let's do 3,500.
All right. Here is the clue in translated geographic names. Welsh, High Hill, Pennsylvania. Lisa.
What is Philadelphia?
No, what is Bryn Mawr?
Bryn Mawr. Bryn Mawr.
All right, 2, 4, 5 clues left. Go again.
Geographic names, 800.
An Algonquian language, people of the Point Bay, Rhode Island. Carmilla.
What is Narragansett?
Say it again.
What is Narragansett?
No. Scott or Lisa? You added an N incorrectly. It's Nara. Not Naran, Gansett. And with that, though, we conclude this round. It's still anyone's game to win. Final Jeopardy coming up. The category featured today is lead singers, not lead singers. We'll be back with a clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... Sketch your pumpkin design with one of these hyphenated markers so that you can remove any mistakes before cutting. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geico Week. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Pretty good game so far. How's it going to end up as the three players deal with lead singers? Let's find out right now as I give you the clue. The New York Times said this late Brit's multi-octave range and operatic quality made even peons to bicycle riding sound emotional. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. First read this clue, I got the correct response immediately, just like that. So if I can get it, I'm sure the three of you can also. Scott, we come to you first. Not your best day. You wound up at 6,600, but in final, you came up with what? Who is the late, great Freddie Mercury? Absolutely right. And it will add how much? 6,600. That doubles you to 13,200. Takes us to Lisa in the middle. Played well. Wound up at 12,400. Came up with the correct response also. Wagered a bundle, 12,397. She is now in the lead with 24,797. Carmella, over to you. You led most of the way. I'm looking for Freddie Mercury. I find him. I'm looking for a big wager. 5201. That's big enough. You're the new Jeopardy champion with $24,801. What a game. Wow, that was fun. Hope you did too. We're going to wrap up the week tomorrow with Carmella coming back to defend. Join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
A police pursuit that turned deadly. Tonight, 7 on Your Side digs into past crashes as the investigation gets underway. Plus, the fate of police in Alexandria schools after months of debate, the final decision. New at 11.